D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray's popularity has fallen below the level of Mayor Adrian Fenty's when Fenty lost to Gray. And WTOP political analyst Mark Plotkin joins us now.
Quite frankly, Evan, I thought he did better than I expected, because anecdotally what you hear in terms of conversation is not good. But let's go to the numbers. When he was elected, 60% of district registered voters had a favorable review. In 6 months since he's taken office, only there's a 24% drop. And in terms of overall numbers, we'll get into the racial divide, 41% approve, and almost the same amount, 40%, disapprove. That is not good. Among black voters, 51% approve. Among white voters, it's 27. And quite frankly, I think that's high.
Really? Well, and talk about the racial disparity.
Well, the point is that Vince Gray ran on a campaign called Character, Integrity, and Leadership. And with all these investigations in terms of alleged payoffs during the campaign, nepotism hiring, excessive salaries. People in both communities, but particularly in the white community, are very disturbed by this. And also, they do not know who Vince Gray is. He is not defined for them. The guy who's in worse shape is Kwame Brown, the city council chairman. He's only been in 6 months, and 36% disapprove, and only 30% have a positive view for him. I think his political future is done.
Done, or in jeopardy at least.
Yes.
What are the options for people who don't want Gray to serve out his term?
There's recall. You cannot do it in the first year, in the fourth year. There's never been a successful recall of any elected official. But if the dissatisfaction is so great, you first have to get signatures and then put them on the ballot. But it is an option. But what we're also talking about, if Vince Gray wants to be reelected and be more than a one-term mayor, he's got to improve. I thought it was interesting that there was a tremendous criticism of on job creation. The mayor, I asked him a question at the press conference on Wednesday about summer youth, and I said, how many CEOs have you called, nonprofit, profit, and he said, not one. He said, we'll do that next year. People aren't going to wait till next year.
Amazing. Well, this is the Washington Post Kaiser Family Foundation poll, and WTOP political analyst Mark Plotkin, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.